show dates and ticket information.
We're the Gadalongs.
And you are listening to
CFRC
101.9 FM.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Beat.
Join
us every Thursdays at 1 on
CFRC
for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat.
Banter.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent, Queens alumnus and community member, host of Numbers with Wings on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. How did I get into this? Funnily enough, it was at a fundraising a couple of years ago, doing a dad joke contest with DJ Over Easy, then a couple of guest spots on his show, and they gave me my own show. Nothing beats the thrill of a live broadcast. I like to promote new Canadian and local music, while also sharing songs from my past. Our funding drive runs from November to December 31st. Donations can be made via CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support of CFRC 101.9 FM.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
With my
radio.
CFRC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
And welcome back. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. For those of you tuning in through the web, we are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queens campus. My name is May, and this is The Mood with May, if you didn't get from little intro. Today is such a good day, because I just came back from a weekend of concerts in Toronto, and I'm going to talk more about that. But first of all, I just like to say that the weather's getting colder, which means it's cozy time. And I will be doing more episodes that are reflective of the holiday season. This episode is not that. The first half of this episode is going to be a concert review of an artist or a group of artists that I speak about very frequently, to the point of probably annoyance of my friends. But they're amazing, and I got to see them live. And I also got to see Stevie Nicks for the second time this weekend. So expect a Stevie Nicks song or a Fleetwood Mac song mixed in there somewhere. And then after that, the last half of the hour is going to be a variety half hour, where I'm just playing songs that I've been listening to recently. Some songs that have come up in doing research for my other show, What's Brewing. And if you haven't heard of that before, it's a show that I run on Tuesday mornings at 7:30 a.m. until 8. So it's only half an hour, but it's all new, all Canadian music. And it's been a really great way for me to kind of indulge myself in all of these small emerging artists that I've never heard of, or maybe I've heard of them and they've just put out new music, and it's a way for me to kind of highlight that to some of our listenership here at CFRC, especially because with The Mood with May, it's a lot more I mean, today is not really reflective of that, but I try to do more specific episodes. So I can't always play the Canadian artists that I want to because I'm not doing something that would maybe mesh with the sound that they have or the themes of their music. So it's a really great way for me to be able to highlight those artists kind of in a separate environment. And it's a great way if you want to find new Canadian music, you can listen live at 7:30 a.m. Or you can also listen to the archives at cfrc.ca. And the same goes for The Mood with May. If you ever miss an episode or you want to listen back to find an artist, maybe you didn't catch it when I was on air, then you can definitely go to the archives, cfrc.ca. And one more thing before I get into the rest of the episode is we are currently in the midst of our annual funding drive. Now, what this is, I'm sure if you've listened to CFRC at all in November so far, you've probably heard of this. And if you've listened to CFRC in the past, you've also heard of it. The funding drive is basically what allows us to continue operating at the capacity that we're operating. Our goal is $25,000, and that's going towards upkeep of the station, making sure that we can keep our lovely staff here employed to keep the station running as smoothly as it does. And it's also to upgrade equipment because a lot of our equipment is patchwork of stuff that we were left with and stuff that's been donated and kind of Band-Aid solutions over the years. So your donation definitely does matter, definitely does make a difference. Even $5, the price of a coffee, even though some coffees are $10 these days, $5 makes a world of difference. And that could be the difference between us sounding amazing versus us not sounding so amazing on the airwaves. So that being said, if you love CFRC as much as I do, as much as a lot of our hosts and volunteers do, then please consider donating. And there's lots of activities too. We're doing all sorts of activities. We just had a game night and a drag bingo, and all of those lovely events can be found on our website or our social media, CFRC Music on Instagram and Facebook, or cfrc.ca again. So that's my spiel. I won't bother you anymore this hour. To get into the first half of the episode, we are doing a concert review for Afternoon Bike Ride. Now, if you've tuned in before, there's a very high chance that you've heard me talk about this artist, play their music. It's a group of three musicians from Montreal. It consists of Leah, David, and Ilois. I have been listening to them for years. Like, actually, it's insane that I've gone this long without seeing them live. It's just, I remember they were touring for Glossover in like 2023, 2024. They're opening for Novo Amor as well in that stretch of time. And they would go to Toronto and I wouldn't, like, I would have things in Kingston and I couldn't be out there. Or they would play in Montreal and I was in Toronto. It was just like a game of tag and I was always losing. But finally, they put out their new album, which I'm sure you've heard me talk about, Running With Scissors. They put that out in fall of this year. So they were touring for that album. They played the Baby G in Toronto, and they're playing another show at M for Montreal tomorrow. So if you're in Montreal or going to Montreal tomorrow, I strongly recommend you go. Anyhow, I finally made it out. I finally got to meet them in person. I've been talking with them online for the past couple of years. I did an interview with them. I've had all these interactions with them. They're such lovely people. Their music is incredible, like a true, I don't know. It's like the lyricism is so complex and they delve into a lot of subjects. Like, I've talked about this before. I feel like I'm repeating myself, and I'm sorry if you've heard this before, but Leah's father was going through treatment and was like diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And so she kind of would continue writing about the process of being a caregiver to him, and like kind of seeing those bits and pieces of his life kind of fading in and out. And this album and Glossover from 2023, as well as her solo album from 2024, Motherland, talks a lot about those themes. But then this album is also founded a lot in like finding new love and like finding solace in who you are. And there's a lot of songs that are reflective of her relationship with her father, Tom. But there's also a lot of ones that are just like very like everyday experiences. Like, for example, one of their lead singles for the album, Oh No, it talked about seeing like an acquaintance on the subway and like, you know, you're on a subway ride and you're like crying and just kind of like so in your own world. And then you see somebody, you know, and you have to say hi, and then you get off at the same platform and you're walking in the same direction. And that's kind of like the process of dealing with that. And it's something that I never thought I would like listen to in a song, but it's definitely a song that both lyrically and sonically like is very well done. And also I can connect to as like a very introverted person, but then I also feel bad if I don't acknowledge people in public. Anyhow, it's a great album. I strongly recommend you listen to it. I'm gonna start with a couple of their songs and then I'll talk a little bit more about it. And then we can also listen to, I have two videos from the concert that I want to play so you can get like a feel for what their sound is live, because they are truly one of those artists where I don't want to say they're better live, but it's like a different experience because they kind of play with the sound. They played some of their old music and I wish I got like a more full video of one of their older songs, but they play some of their old music, but they do it in kind of like a newer like style, more similar to the sound of the new album, where they do a lot of live looping and they do like they're running everything through pedals. Like every single person had minimum of like 8 to 10 pedals for their instruments. So Iloa was doing like the keyboard and all of that stuff and like the soundboard. And then David was doing like a lot of the guitar. And then Leo was doing her vocals, but she was running her vocals through pedals as well. So it was really interesting. And it just like the song continues to build and build and build and build. Throughout it, because they're just looping and looping and looping and like pushing it through all these pedals, and it's such an incredible experience and I'll never stop talking about it, and I love them and I bought so much merch. We're gonna get into it though. We're gonna start it off with one of the songs off the new album called Beautiful and Treacherous. And Leah introduced this song, and I can't do it justice with the way I'm going to introduce it, but she introduced it basically talking about how her dad described the world as beautiful and treacherous, and this song is kind of an homage to that. And it's just, she has such a way with words. I mean, she's a lyricist, so it makes a lot of sense. But yeah, it's a really, really beautiful song. And then after that, we're going to listen to a song that they didn't play live. Unfortunately, I wish I could just go to like a 4-hour concert of them just playing their entire discography. That's where I'm at right now. But the second song that I'm going to play of theirs is The Ride. Now, this song came out in and around 2024, early 2024. And it's a standalone single, so it's not on their previous album and it's not on their current album cycle. But it's about kind of like going with life, and like life is a ride and you're kind of just on it and you gotta just move with the flow. Let it take you where you're gonna go anyways. I feel like that's a lyric from another song, but and then after that we're gonna play one of the songs off of their 2023 album, Nothing in Particular. This is one of my favorite songs off of Gloss Over, although Gloss Over is a no skip album for me. I was listening to it like leading up to the concert because I was like, I just need to get into the zone of listening to Afternoon Bike Ride and like in the mindset where I'm really going to appreciate it. And I was like listening through this album, and it's like one of my favorite albums of all time, but also I think it was like my favorite album of 2023, which is saying a lot because there was a lot of great albums that came out in 2023. There's a lot of like music that comes out in a year in general. So anyhow, You can tell that I'm very biased towards them. But without further ado, we're going to kick it off with Beautiful and Treacherous by Afternoon Bike Ride right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM.
In the distant memory, you call me down by the rushing of the river to tell me about the world when we weren't standing at a light. I had you as my guide. You say it's as beautiful as it's treacherous, I understand now. Why you always asked what did I learn when I made mistakes? Life's a lesson and I'm waiting on my turn to know the answers to those questions I keep asking myself lately. In memory, you asked to stop by mom's to show me peaches from the tree we planted in your yard when I was 9. I wish I made the time to come your way more, watch as they grow. But I flew out, I understand now. Why you what did I learn when I made mistakes? Life's a lesson and I'm waiting on my turn to know the answers to those questions I keep asking myself lately. Like, why are we here and how come I don't get to know the world through your lens anymore?
Bye. addict on me. I used to be more carefree than now. I'm managing to manage you alright, but I keep feeling like I'm missing out. On both sides of the coin, I'm caught between my want to be with you and as myself.
And you just finished listening to Nothing in Particular by Afternoon Bike Ride. Before that, we had The Ride by Afternoon Bike Ride. And at the very top of that set, Beautiful and Treacherous by Afternoon Bike Ride. What a time, guys. I'm having a grand old time here in the studio playing this music for you. If you didn't catch the first 15 minutes of the show where I was just gushing over Afternoon Bike Ride, I'm going to do it again. Sue me. It's my show. You can come to the station and fight me. Please don't do that. I saw them on Friday in Toronto at the Baby G, and it was such a spectacular show. Like, not only did they have such a beautiful energy on stage, but also they're all just, like, very ethereal people. I was waiting outside of the Baby G because doors opened at 8, and I convinced my partner to get there at 7:30 with me because I had to make sure I was at barrier. And it really wasn't that serious because we got in and, like, people were just chilling. Like, nobody was like, I need to be at barrier, but I was. Anyhow, we were waiting outside the Baby G, like, just standing outside the doors, and Leah and Elwa just, like, walked past me, and I looked over at my partner, and he was like, was that them? And I was like, yeah. Which, again, like, I don't need to have that reaction. I've literally talked to them online, and, like, I interviewed them, and I should have been more chill at that point, but I was not. Anyhow, I got to talk to them a bit before the show, and then I also talked to them for a while after the show, and they were just, again, like, very lovely human beings. Definitely was, like, probably the show of the year for me, just because, like, there was so much build up to it of, like, I wasn't able to see them the past two times that they were, like, playing in Toronto, and yeah, but they were talking at the show, and, like, mind you, the Baby G is, like, a smaller venue, but the room was so full, and, like, the energy from everyone and just the sense of peace in that room, and collective just love for music. Like, you could feel that everybody was just, like, appreciating it. This sounds like such BS. Like, I'm sorry, but I'm just, like, absolutely gushing right now. Chance is going to make fun of me after I get off air. But it was such a beautiful experience. But they were talking about how last time they played Toronto for the last album cycle, there was only 5 people that came out, and, like, the room was full. Like, I'm pretty sure they sold out the venue, both with, like, pre-sale tickets and tickets at the door. And it was just, like, so beautiful to see how far they've come, even in, like, a short period of time. And, like, obviously the Baby G is not, like, Scotiabank arena, but it's, like, a significant milestone for them. And, like, it was so nice to be there for them. I don't know. Anyhow, that being said, we're going to play 2 songs from the show. Like, I'm just going to play video that I recorded, so you'll get a sense for, like, the live sound. But again, like, if you caught the first half of me yapping, they sound, like, even better live, if not, like, I don't know. It's a different experience. So, anyhow, shout out to Afternoon Bike Ride and Leah. And this is the last 2 songs from them, and then we'll get into other music. So apologies if you haven't enjoyed this first half, but also I don't care. So to start things off, we have Feel Through. This is a song kind of about, like, new love and just, like, feeling things in their entirety and changes that have happened in Leah's life and just, like, feeling through all of these different experiences that you're having. So we're going to start with that. I hope you enjoy. And then after that, we're going to have See Me Old. And that's another great song talking about, again, her relationship with her dad. So we're going to start it off with Feel Through by Afternoon Bike Ride live from the Baby G on Friday. CFRC 101.9 FM.
This first song is called Sea Cold. said.
Mr. Boston.
And welcome back. That was See Me Old by Afternoon Bike Ride, with their little fake out intro that I forgot was in that video. So apologies for that. But you did get to hear some of Leah's introduction to the song, which was really nice. And then before that, we had Feel Through, also by Afternoon Bike Ride, also live from the Baby G in Toronto. What an incredible show. I literally was listening back to those songs and like, it's so good. They were so good. I strongly recommend if you're in and around Montreal over the weekend. Well, I guess tomorrow they're playing M for Montreal. I'm going to play you a couple songs that I've been listening to slash Chance has recommended to me. And then we'll get into some more like other music. We're not doing any more Afternoon Bike Ride, so much to my chagrin. Anyhow, the first song that we're going to get into is by Sierra. This is a group that does kind of like Arabic doom metal, psychedelic rock. They're all female. And they're just like really cool, really lovely people. I don't know. I really enjoyed their album from 2024 called Al Mojalad Al Awal. I'm sorry for pronunciation. I feel like I have to make that disclaimer every time I say anything. But this was a really lovely album. Like incredible instrumentals. Their vocals are insane. I played one of their songs like a couple months ago, if not like earlier this year before the summer, because again, they're just like incredible. This came out December of 2024. So the song that I'm going to be playing for you today is Alam. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce that properly. But again, they're just amazing. And then after that, I have another Arabic artist. They're from Lebanon, Beirut. They're called Sanam. It's kind of like rock, jazz, and noise mixed together. It's just like, again, like an incredible... It's like an experience, a song that's an experience. And this is off of their album from 2023. Again, I'm going to butcher this. Ikathani Malakon. And this song specifically is Yanas. I don't know. It's really cool. And then finally, we're going to finish things off with Box Cutter, A Girl is a Knife. This is off of their 2022 album or EP. Sorry. It's more like Embracing. This is a song from Chance that he recommended me. I don't know why I forgot his name for a second. They're from Toronto. You can find them on all of the places. But yeah, they're really awesome. Chance is wearing a Box Cutter shirt today, so that's what inspired the addition of this song. So without further ado, we're going to kick it off with Sierra right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
We're trying to change it.
And that was Box Cutter with A Girl Is a Knife. Before that, we heard from Sanam as well as Sira. I'm not going to try and pronounce those names again. I'm so sorry. Coming up next, our last song of the hour is going to be from our witchy queen, Stevie Nicks. I did promise at the beginning of the episode I would play one song by her because I also saw her this weekend. This is my second time seeing her, and she was as amazing, as witchy, as ethereal as always. And I got to go with... I was supposed to go with some of my friends from Ottawa, and then things happened and life happened, and anyhow, I ended up going with one of my friends that works at like a coffee shop that I really love going to back home, and it was her first time seeing Stevie Nicks, and they were so, like, I don't know, like the way that you are when you see one of your favorite artists for the first time. So it was really nice to experience seeing Stevie Nicks for the first time through somebody else, because it just adds to the experience, and it was really nice to be able to give somebody that opportunity because it was a free ticket. Like, why wouldn't you? Anyhow, I was trying to decide which Stevie Nicks song I was going to play, but I think I've landed on If Anyone Falls. This is off of one of her solo albums, and it's just a song that, like, every time I hear it live, I'm just so happy. Like, it's a standout from her discography for me, for sure. So, anyhow, very excited to play this song as my last song, because you save the best for last, of course. But without further ado, here is Stevie Nicks with If Anyone Falls. The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM. Come back next week. I'll play something different. I don't know. We'll figure out what I want to do probably the night before. So, anyhow, enjoy. Have a great and lovely rest of your week, and I'll see you next week.
Another voice goes through the door.
Mixing African gospel with the music of Aretha Franklin, Peter Gabriel, and more. Grand on Stage presents Peace by the Grammy-winning Soweto Gospel Choir. Tuesday, November 25th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for Soweto Gospel Choir and the rest of the Grand on Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists.